very nice and anatomically incorrect prophecies of O Lord, heal the server. For the prompt, chains. An objective lesson, written by Entangled Now and read by John. Aziraphale can do nothing for a moment, but stare in a combination of excitement and nervousness at the new precious artifact installed in his climate-controlled basement.
Oh, you're even more beautiful than I imagined. When Henry told me that you were a unique, one-of-a-kind item, I confess, I didn't believe him. I hear that so many times, you understand, only to be ultimately disappointed. Everyone thinks they have something special.
He opens the box on the table next to him and draws out his fine white gloves, slips them carefully onto his hands. The last thing he wants to do is damage something so exquisite.
You truly are spectacular. I never thought I'd see anything like you, and now you belong to me.
He can't help how excited he sounds. He'd always hoped to find an infernal at some point, but he'd never imagined he'd ever actually own one, and in such excellent condition. The artifact makes a rough, garbled noise through the thick gag, its yellow eyes white behind damp strands of red hair. It's chained to the ceiling, arms stretched up and apart, the long, slender lengths of them pulled taut. The narrow chest, dusted with red hair, is displayed so beautifully. Aziraphale retrieves a tape recorder too, and sets it down on the table, ensures that a fresh tape is inside before he presses record.
A new artifact arrived this morning, a rare demonic specimen in perfect condition, if a little disheveled from capture and restraint.
He can't resist reaching out, laying a gloved hand on the chest before him, feeling the perfect give of the skin, the warmth, the faint pound of a heartbeat.
6 feet and 1 inch tall, roughly 6,000 years old. It's only had a few owners, but I'm certain that they had no idea of the value of what they had.
The chains pull tight with a rattle, and the artifact gives a low moan.
It looks to be in good condition. But I'm going to make a full inspection myself to make sure,
Aziraphale says quietly and watches those unique eyes flutter shut. The lower half of it is still carefully packaged, and though it would be exciting to reveal it piece by piece, he's far too impatient, deciding to remove its trousers, shoes and socks with a gesture instead.
It really is a lean and beautiful thing. All I want to do is touch it.
He does so, his gloved hand cupping it at the armpit and then sliding down to grab its waist.
It makes noises, such beautiful noises.
Aziraphale dictates his entire inspection to the tape. As he feels the quality of the muscle in its arms and legs, moves its joints and marvels at its range of flexibility, before testing the tautness of its shoulders, stomach and buttocks. The infernal is quivering before he's halfway through, and Aziraphale is delighted to discover a fully engorged sex organ that reddens and twitches under the touch of his gloved hand.
It's possible this version is even rarer than I thought, with fully functioning attachments for the purpose of my sexual pleasure.
The chains strain at the ceiling with a groan of old wood, the noise that ripples out of its throat, favoring and hoarse. Aziraphale could easily spend days just cataloguing its noises. He's finding them rather affecting, his own cock plump and heavy in his trousers. A hot weight of arousal spreading through his whole body. If so, then I have a true treasure indeed. He lets his hand play with those attachments for a moment, moving the skin on the penis and cupping the balls.
The things I could do with it, once I've tested its limits, of course.
He slides around to the back, gripping its narrow, naked waist and tipping it back slightly, admiring the spare little curves of buttock, the lean thighs, the rust-colored hair dusted along them.
That's not the only part of it designed to be used for pleasure,
Aziraphale says, a little breathlessly. There's the sound of sharp teeth biting into a gag.
I did intend to take at least an afternoon to document, to take pictures, make notes on its reactions and resistances.
Aziraphale likes the way the hips are so hard under his fingers.
But there is something to be said for trying out a new toy as soon as you get it.
Aziraphale ignores the nonsense noises it's making. He finds that the artifact's buttock spreads so easily, exposing the small tight entrance between. An untouched thing, if its documents are to be believed. Its previous owners apparently had no desire to use it for this purpose. He repeats as much to the tape, drawing one glove free to probe that warm space with bare fingers, debating out loud if it will ruin the artifact if he's a little less careful than he'd meant to be with it the first time.
He really is very aroused.
He frees his cock from his trousers, takes a moment to fist and then oil the thick, heavy weight of it. An object can't be expected to put itself into position when it's being used for pleasure, so he adjusts the thing to his liking, spreading its thighs and tipping the hips back, before lining the head of his cock up and pushing against its anus, feeling the muscle resist him briefly, and then the body shudders and gives to the slick pressure. He's sinking deep. The space so tight and so new, he can't help the gasping words of praise. Its whole back ripples, a strained wavering noise catching in its throat. Aziraphale moans at how incredible it feels, at how easily it moves on him, how easy it is to take his pleasure in steady thrusts. Watching it stretch tight and red around him, buttocks jumping delightfully, toes clenched on the floor. Finally, when it submits to him, he grips its waist and pounds into it, like it's a beautiful thing to be used.
I fit inside it perfectly, like it's never been touched before, like it was waiting for me, like it was made for me. So perfect. So lovely. It's a treasure. My beautiful demonic treasure.
The artifact is shaking, its body clenching around him, and there's the wet sound of liquid hitting the floor, then of teeth biting all the way through a triple-layered gag.
Aziraphale. Fuck. Fuck! Fuck!
Aziraphale can't fold Crowley too much. He's losing control of the fantasy as well, buried so deep, biting one perfect pale shoulder as he comes so hard it leaves him dizzy and weak. Something in the ceiling is creaking, and the demon now appears to have one arm free.
I take it back,
Crowley rasps hoarsely.
Not silly at all. Really fucking hot.
The end.